May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. D.H. Lawrence once said, "The great virtue in life is real courage that knows how to face facts and live beyond them." That knows how to face facts and live beyond them. During these three Sundays of Easter, the gospel stories are ones of Jesus's resurrection appearances. Appearances where we can deduce from the readings that Jesus is somehow in some glorified, resurrected state that initially makes it challenging for the apostles, the disciples, and his friends to recognize him. And yet we see in all of them a focus upon Jesus Christ's call to live with him as risen Lord at the center. In other words, these teachings are about the call to live your life with Jesus Christ at the very center. A life, if you will, gathered in the centeredness of Christ. Jesus must be the one to whom we continually come back over and over again. What is the place of your centeredness? What is the place to which you keep coming back? This is an extremely important question for our faith. And as Episcopalians and Anglicans, we have a very distinct answer. Our response to D.H. Lawrence's words of how we face the facts and live beyond them is found when we come together like this on Sunday to break bread. We are a Eucharistic people. Eucharist from the word, the Greek, thanksgiving. We are a thanksgiving people, a Eucharistic people, because of the words of Christ that are found just a bit earlier in John's Gospel, where Jesus proclaims, "I am the bread of life. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he or she will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." When Jesus spoke these words, he was speaking to his disciples, and now to us, about their need to continue to engage his presence, to receive him now in his body and blood, in the form of bread and wine, the sign of the new covenant, the new holy agreement between God and God's people, one that was started at that Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, what we call the Eucharist. And this is not just some memorial symbolic act. But rather, in Jesus' words, it is the taking of his real presence, mysterious, of Jesus Christ into our very beings. And this reception is the very place of our centeredness. It's our centeredness. So a dark shadow appears on an X-ray. A child is very ill. A beloved parent dies after a good long life. Our job has lost its meaning or ended. Our marriage of many years has come to a divorce. We worry about raising children in the 21st century. We are anxious about the events of the world, about North Korea, babbling on. We are faced with a major life decision. And then comes the question for you of what am I to do? What do we do? What we always do in all of life's challenges and circumstances is come back to Jesus Christ. And the most full and comprehensive way that we do this is we come back to Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. We receive communion. We break and lift up the bread of Christ because Jesus was lifted and broken for us. That body that was broken for us on the hardwood of the cross gives us life because of Easter. And it is there that you and I find our center. You see, the Eucharist within itself bears the whole reality of Jesus Christ and brings his salvation and strength into our very bodies, our minds, and our souls. What was Jesus really asking the disciples in today's gospel with his words, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" Those of you that are fishermen know what it's like to be skunked. To have a day when they're not biting. Or, in this case, when it's your livelihood and there are no fish in the nets. And so the disciples, when he asks them that obvious question, they say, "No, we do not have any fish." And Jesus says to them, "Cast that net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." And we hear that the net from the right side of the boat becomes so full that they could not even get it into the boat. If you are one who fishes, think of that big fish that you can barely get into the boat and you're hoping does not get away as you're lifting that fish over the side or netting that fish. Now, apart from this being yet another resurrection appearance and miracle, it is as well Christ's teaching and reminder to the disciples and today to us that he is the right way. He is the place that they will find life. Abundant life, full and heavy, wonderful life. He is the place where their lives will be full. And immediately following this miracle, as they come ashore, Jesus has a fire going, and he sits with them for what I see as an early morning Eucharist. This time it's not with bread and wine, it's with bread and fish. It's a recalling of the miracle of the loaves and fishes during his earthly ministry prior to his death and resurrection. Jesus came and took bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. It is from God. Difficult events in life can easily throw us off center. However, our participation in the Holy Eucharist can bring us back to the center in Christ today. We put the net on the right side, where we find life, are nourished, and find courage wherever you find yourself today to live forward. It is no coincidence that Jesus instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, on the night before he was to suffer death on the cross. The Eucharist and the cross are intrinsically woven together. It is in that center place that we find life. Shortly before his death, priest and theologian Henry Nouwen wrote in his diary, "But Jesus confronts us with the word that can be seen, heard, and touched. The body that becomes the way to know the word and to enter into relationship with the word. The body of Jesus becomes the way to life." And so today, whether or not you are regular in receiving communion, or it's been a while, it is your day. Hold out your hands for the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Hold out your hands and touch your lips to the chalice of Christ, the cup of salvation. And may your heart and mind and very being become centered because of Jesus. Amen.